Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 22, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. For some strange reason, we've gotten that all twisted and tangled and mangled and defangled and everything else the last couple of weeks. So let's get it right. And again, West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I'm editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on Catholic Radio. And that is also, by the way, streamed on our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. We've got two great guests joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Both of them are brothers. And both, by the grace of God, will be ordained to the permanent diaconate on Saturday, December 6th. We'll introduce you to Dwayne Rickwartz and Dr. Kevin Rickwartz in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted any time, any place. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of Cap'n, the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Diocesan Office of Communications. Hey, our guys and gals are out in the field bringing in the harvest. If you see those slow-moving vehicles on the highways and byways, give them some extra room as they go from field to field, bringing in the harvest. And let's pray for favorable weather and a great harvest for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the disturbed, the confused, and the discerning. And continue to pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations in our diocese. And please continue to pray for the 8 men and their families that are continuing to discern a vocation to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo, that by the grace of God, they will be ordained to the diaconate during a Saturday, December 6th Mass at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thanks, guys. We appreciate your efforts. They do not go ignored on this particular program. We've got a lot of fundraisers going on. Man, get all the details in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or look for the Around the Diocese note in the Diocesan News header. All that is right there. Please go support as many of those as you can. Couple of other quick reminders. Amarillo Diocese, westtexascatholic.org. There's more news under both of those Diocesan News headers on both of those websites. Like us on Facebook, Amarillo Diocese. We do post up there, and we let you know when we have a new podcast dropping as well. The next issue of the West Texas Catholic will be dated Sunday, November 23rd. We're a week later than usual. We've got some stuff going on, so we're going to push it back a week. The deadline's Monday, November 10th for advertisements, and if you have story or photo ideas, Thursday, November 13th. Both of those deadlines, well, the 10th is at 5, and on the 13th it is noon, and that's a stone-cold deadline. By the way, podcast, stcap'n.com, stcap'n.com. We'll talk about Joshua Correa's podcast in the news here in just a couple of minutes. And don't forget to email us and answer the survey, stcap'n at dioama.org, spelling it stcap'n at dioama.org. And our next podcast will drop on Friday, November 8th at noon. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 22, powered by Cap'n and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo, are brothers. They claim that their mom and dad got it right when they were born, but there were two other kids that showed up after them, so I guess that's up for debate. Both of these gentlemen, by the grace of God, will be ordained to the permanent diaconate on Saturday, December 6th during a 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, which will be live streamed on St. Mary Cathedral's website. To my left is Dwayne Rickwartz. To his left, his brother, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz. Gentlemen, thank you for both being here. Appreciate it. And congratulations on your upcoming ordinations to the permanent diaconate. We need you in the diaconate, gentlemen, and we're glad to have you here in the studio with us today. You two are from the Dumas area, as I understand it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you spend a little time in Channing, right?
Yep. Yeah. 10 miles east.
10 miles east
of Channing? You get to the middle of nowhere and go east 10 miles. That's where we're from.
Okay. And you were the only Catholic family in the Channing vicinity, I understand.
Yeah, yes. That we know of.
That you know of.
Nobody else was declaring themselves Catholic.
Nobody else answered the survey. So, cradle Catholics.
Yes.
Talk about how important your upbringing has been in your life, especially as you near ordination to the diaconate on Saturday, December 6th. We'll start with you, Dwayne.
Mom and Dad were devout in their Catholic practices. They didn't know their faith all that well, but they knew what they were expected to do. And they made sure that we knew it as well. We went to church every Sunday, every holy day. We observed Lent and Advent, and we always knew the appropriate behavior. Sometimes we followed it, sometimes we didn't, but we knew it. Mom especially prayed for us kids all the time. I suspect Dad did, but he was a more private man, so if he did it, he did it in silence and in private. But we were raised to know our faith as best Mom and Dad could deliver it to us. And that gave us a foundation for what later developed.
Same question, Dr. Kevin.
You know, when you grow up like that and your faith is just part of your life, even if you, for instance, go off to college and you sort of ignore that part of your life, it's always there, and you come back to it. So, and we spent a lot of time behind the altar as altar boys, because partly because that was safer than the pew. You didn't get any knots on your head that way. And we drove to town every Wednesday night during the school year for CCD classes. It was a 20-mile drive. So, you know, that sort of reinforces the idea that whether you're learning anything or not, it's important to show up.
Indeed it is. You are a doctor. That was your chosen profession. How did you stumble upon that, so to speak?
Oh, that, you know, once upon a time I had a landscaping business, and that was pretty hard work, and I was kind of getting tired of it. But my lovely wife was a nurse in the ER, and so we had friends who were paramedics. And I looked at the paramedics and I thought, now that's a cool job. So during the training, paramedicine training, you have to spend time in the ER. And so I was watching the doctors and I thought, that's a cool job too. So I'll just be a doctor. And, you know, a long time ago, I'd written an essay that was assigned about what you want to be when you grow up. And apparently, in second grade, I wanted to be a doctor. And by third grade, I'd completely forgotten that. But like I say, you come back around to it, you know.
That's so true. Before you entered your vocation that we're going to talk about as the one of the general partners of Topo Texas Catholic Superstore here in Amarillo, Dwayne, what was your profession prior to that?
I had a few different professions.
Most of the
years were involved with credit management, a loan officer at a small lending company, and a credit manager at West Texas Gas in Midland, Texas. But I also spent 12 years as a furniture salesperson at Haverty's and Lazy Boy Gallery. And then while I was down in Odessa, Kevin called me and said, hey, there's a laundromat up here that's just needing a new owner. Why don't you come back up here and do that? So I did that. A few years after that, the former owner of Top of Texas Catholic Store stopped me one day when I was in there. He said, "Hey, I offered this place to Kevin last summer, and he wasn't interested, but he never heard what I wanted for it. Would you tell him all I want is this amount?" So I did, and Kevin said, "Well, that's great, but I don't have any money." I said, "Well, how about if I try to scramble up some money?" And within a month between the two of us, we had it. So that's how we came into the top of Texas Catholic.
God provides when you need it. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah, I told Greg Thompson when he asked me about it that, yeah, I would like that. It's just that I like a challenge, and the idea that I knew absolutely nothing about how to run a Catholic store appeals to me. That's why you do it, because you don't. That's how you learn it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, but good Lord's going to have to provide two things, and that's money and somebody to run it, because I don't have time for that. And so he provided both. So here we are.
How many years have you guys had this store? Is it 7 or is it 8 years now?
Almost seven.
I remember when you guys did purchase it, I think it was in 2019, I believe, yeah. Right? And it's grown a lot. And let's talk about the store itself. What has changed about this store since the Thompson sold it to you? I know it's changed in some ways, and for the better, elaborate.
The product mix has changed considerably. We don't carry anything that's not Catholic, but we do carry considerably more that also appeals to other Christian denominations. We have kind of branched out from mainly sacramental gifts and Christmas gifts to more general merchandise so that we have merchandise that is attractive to our customers year-round, as opposed to only being out for 2 months and being of any interest to anyone.
Kevin, same question.
That store is not something that we're ever going to get rich on, but we know that this community needs it. And so that's why we keep it, and we try to make sure that we have anything in there or available to Catholics in however it is they choose to express their faith. So whatever they need to get them closer to God, that's what we try to keep there. And, you know, right now we have a project going on.
Let's talk about that project.
That's the Box of Joy project, and that's run by Cross Catholic Outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it's a shoebox that you fill up with Christmas gifts for a kid. And we collect those after they're full, and those go back to Cross Catholic Outreach. And from there, they go anywhere from Colombia to Cambodia to somewhere. And some little kid who otherwise would not have any kind of Christmas gets a Christmas gift, a whole box full. Probably has to share with all his siblings.
And he needs to share with all his siblings. And we need some people to help you guys out with this project. When's the cutoff date to be a part of all this?
Coming up very quickly, October 29th, we have to have the boxes back. So we need people to come by and pick up a box, get the shopping done, and get it back pretty quickly.
Top of Texas Catholic Superstore, 2500 South Coulter in the Signature. Kind of catty corner from the former Chuck E. Cheese Pizza, which is no longer in business.
Incidentally, if you've got a group that would like to participate at your own parish and pass them out there, like a Knights Columbus or a ladies group or anything at all, a youth group, we can provide the boxes. And all you have to do is distribute them and bring them back to us.
Get it done, folks. Get it done. Dwayne Rickwartz to my left, his brother Dr. Kevin Rickwartz to his left. These are two of the 8 men that will be ordained to the permanent diaconate by the grace of God during a Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral. They're our guest on episode 22 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, powered by Capitan, brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. Okay, let's talk diaconate. I know you discerned briefly for the Diocese of San Angelo, Dwayne. So was this your idea from the start, or was this Kevin's idea and he talked you into coming along for the ride, or vice versa? Let's hear some tea here, okay?
We really didn't discuss it prior to applying. I did start formation in San Angelo, and I was there for about a year and a half before I had some health conditions that caused me to discern out, thinking it's not my time. actually applied once before here at Amarillo, but even though he was okay with me applying, the priest was not excited about me starting because I was also starting some other new ventures at the time, and he thought it would be too time-consuming for me to be able to do all of it. So this was actually my third time to apply, and it was the right time. I've been greatly blessed through the formation process.
So you two did not talk about this. So what, you both run into each other at the first meeting or something like this? And it's like, well, what are you doing here? Same thing that you're doing here, right?
Not quite that much. I told him that I applied, and he said, oh, I did too. That's basically how it went.
How has the discernment process worked for both of you? And I'll start with Dr. Kevin. Talk about the discernment process. How has it affected your life? How has it changed your life?
My wife would be a better one to ask that question.
But she's not here, so.
Yeah. So I have to do her thinking for her, which I've never been able to do. But, you know, let me explain to you this way. There was a time when my life was my own, and I was young and single, and I had a wonderful time, but I kind of made a mess of my life. And at some point, I thought, I don't know why anybody would have anything to do with my life, but Cheryl did. Cheryl wanted that, so I gave my life to her, and she then things started to make sense. And the kids came along, so I gave it to them, and they grew up. They have lives of their own, which is as it should be. And so now give my life to God because it was always his in the first place. And Cheryl, God bless her, has come along for the ride. But I think what I've discerned is that that's what God means. Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. If you give it away, you'll save it.
He's right. If you give your life away, you'll save it. And there was a time in my life when I was very selfish. Everything that I did or that I wanted anybody else to do around me was for me. If it didn't benefit me, I wasn't going to do it. Through formation, both in San Angelo and here, I've discovered that I'm much more happy when I'm serving somebody else and not expecting repayment, not expecting something from it. So I have grown considerably along those lines. But also just the spirituality, the relationship with God. For many years, I have done a lot of praying, for hours a day sometimes. But now I pray not as long, but in a much more devoted way, in a much more personal conversation with God, with much more intent. Of course, that saves time for serving other people, too.
Yes, it does.
So it has benefited me in many ways, and I hope that it's been a benefit to others, too.
These past few years, we've learned to pray. Those of us that didn't pray all that much before certainly pray now. And, you know, prayer is conversation with God, and I don't know how you can expect to get to know someone that you never talked to. So that prayer is crucially important. And the more you do it, the more you come to recognize that we always are in the holy presence of God, even here. You know, if more people just knew that, if everybody knew that, what a different world would it be?
No doubt about that. These are two of the eight men that will be ordained to the permanent diaconate by the grace of God on Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m., the Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 22, Dwayne Rickwartz, his brother, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz. They are also the co-owners of Top of Texas Catholic Superstore, 2500 Coulter, inside the Signature at Westgate Mall. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here. May God continue to abundantly bless you and your families as we draw closer to this ordination date, and may he be with you even more so after your ordination and you begin your service in your respective parishes. God bless you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Chris. God bless you, too.
Let's get you up to date with a couple of pieces of diocesan news. First things first, a reminder about Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle here on Cap'n. It's a new episode that drops every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Kick off your work week right with 5 minutes of faith hosted by the great Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. And you'll find it at stcap'n.com. St. Thomas the Apostle Church needs you. They want people to participate in the parish's perpetual adoration ministry. They've been doing it for about 20 years, and they need people to cover overnight hours and early morning hours. If you can help out, please get in touch with Simon Wright. His telephone number, 806-570-9776. And if you missed Simon and Jeff Gray talking about perpetual adoration, go back to episode 21. They took up a good chunk of that show talking about perpetual adoration at St. Thomas the Apostle Church. Volunteers needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't require a lot of time. Training is provided. Elma Fletcher has all the answers. 806-206-4496. We've got a couple of courses left on the moral life in the next couple of weeks, and that will be instructed in two different parishes, Saturday, November 8th in the East Deanery, in what they call the PAC, the Education Center, at St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. Sister Maria Elena Farrar will take care of the English section and Fatima Zanetti, the Spanish section. And on Saturday, November 15th, both these courses, by the way, from 9 until noon, both in English and Spanish. This will be for the Central Deanery here in our building in the Conference Center at the Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. Franciscan Sister Mary Immaculate Valentine Curry will facilitate the English portion of the course. Sister Maria Elena Farrar will lead the Spanish section. A couple of quick meals to talk about on Sunday, November 9th. Dumas has its 36th annual Thanksgiving dinner at Saints Peter and Paul Church in the Pastoral Center, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's at 915 South Maddox and Dumas. Tickets are still available in advance, $13, $15 at the door. Need to know more, 806-935-5002. In Perryton, Immaculate Conception Church with its annual turkey dinner, also on Sunday, November 9th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the parish hall at the corner of 15th Avenue and Jefferson Street. Call Liliana at Immaculate Conception Church. She'll tell you more, 806-435-3802. In Umbarger, the big sausage dinner, the 74th annual German sausage dinner at St. Mary's Church, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the St. Mary's Parish Hall at 22830 Pondicita Road. Tickets for that meal, $20. And by the way, if you're new to the faith and welcome, or you're new to this area, welcome, and you've never been to St. Mary's Church, it's a must-see in our diocese. It will be open for tours during the festival. Little background, the church, which was built in 1929, was decorated with artwork completed in a 41-day period by Italian prisoners of war in 1945. Yes, we're noting the 80th anniversary of its completion here in just a couple of weeks. And that artwork was restored by Sorella's Studios based in Clarendon in 2012 and 2013. And finally, as if we haven't told you enough, and we will tell you this even more, save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendars. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a Mass of Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Look for additional information very soon on this podcast, on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, in the West Texas Catholic, in Flock Notes, our Diocesan Facebook page, in parish bulletins, and if David Wilson finds another way to get the word out, we'll use that too, or whatever the case might be. And that wraps up another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Hey, you have questions, suggestions, comments on how to make this better? Love to hear from you. stcapn@dioama.org. And please fill out that survey at stcap'n.com. Have yourself a great week, folks. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey. We'll be right back.